DraftKings shuts down NFT marketplace as class action lawsuit heats up. DraftKings, the digital sports entertainment and gaming company known for its daily fantasy sports, DFS, betting and gaming operations, has announced the closure of its non-fungible token, NFT, marketplace, Rainmakers. The abrupt closure comes as the company fights a class action lawsuit accusing it of selling unregistered securities through the NFTs. DraftKings initially launched its NFT solution in 2021. The platform, which operated on a solution powered by Polygon and based on the Ethereum blockchain, allowed users to buy, sell, and trade digital collectibles in the form of NFTs. However, the lawsuit, initiated by plaintiff Justin Defoe in March 2023, challenges the legality of the NFT marketplace. Defoe's claim suggests that the tokens sold through the marketplace constitute unregistered securities, a violation of federal securities laws. The case gained significant traction when, in July 2024, a Massachusetts district court judge denied DraftKings' motion to dismiss the lawsuit, indicating that the plaintiff's allegations held substantial grounds for proceeding to trial. As part of its NFT venture, DraftKings had introduced Rainmakers in March 2022, a platform feature that allowed users to collect NFTs of athletes and use them to participate in fantasy sports contests. However, on July 30, the company posted a notice on its website declaring an immediate halt to all operations of the NFT marketplace. According to the announcement, customers in possession of Rainmaker digital game pieces will be eligible to return them for cash compensation, though details of the process are yet to be fully disclosed. The legal complaint not only targets DraftKings as a corporate entity but also names several top executives individually. These include CEO Jason Robbins, North America President Matt Kalish, and Jason Park, the former CEO who now serves as the company's chief transformation officer. The inclusion of these executives in the lawsuit underscores the severity of the allegations and the potential implications for corporate governance and accountability within the NFT sector. NFTs under fire. Judge Denise J. Casper's ruling to allow the lawsuit to proceed reflects a growing scrutiny of NFT marketplaces and the digital assets they trade. The decision has sparked discussions about the regulatory environment surrounding NFTs and the responsibilities of platforms facilitating their trade. As the case continues to develop, it will likely set precedents for how digital assets are classified and regulated, potentially reshaping the landscape of the burgeoning NFT market. The closure of DraftKings' NFT marketplace due to legal challenges is a significant event that could have far-reaching implications for other NFT marketplaces. Firstly, it highlights the importance of regulatory compliance and the potential risks associated with the sale of digital assets that could be deemed securities. This could lead to increased scrutiny from regulators on other NFT platforms, especially those that have not clearly defined the legal status of their tokens. Another potential impact is on consumer confidence. The abrupt closure of the marketplace and the subsequent class action lawsuit may lead to a loss of trust among users, which could affect the overall market sentiment. This could result in a decrease in participation and investment in NFTs, at least in the short term, as users become more cautious about the platforms they choose to engage with.